This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, public comments about NRC's rollback of radiation exposure standards due on Monday, August 31st. In compliance with the Trump administration executive orders 14300 and 14154, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, is proposing to scrap long-standing radiation exposure standards for the general public and nuclear workers. The proposed rulemaking is called Reforming and Modernizing the NRC's Radiation Protection Framework, which will result in more radiation exposures, not less. With cuts to medical assistance for so many in the U.S., the proposed changes will be even more harmful, and people will die as a result. Many health organizations and non-governmental organizations have requested extensions of the 47-day comment period in order to fully examine the draft environmental assessment for the proposed rule. NRC has not responded positively to the requests. Yet, NRC states that the final rule will be published in the Federal Register in December 2026. On Monday, August 10th, the NRC held a virtual public meeting about the proposed changes. The slides are available at www.nrc.gov/docs/ML2622/ML2622-3A-303.pdf. Take a look at the NRC's unacceptable plans allowing for more occupational and public exposures, not less. Under the executive orders 14300 and 14154, the NRC is reconsidering the more protective linear no threshold, or the LNT model for radiation exposure, and the as low as reasonably achievable standard, or ALARA. NRC is working to eliminate both protective standards. The planned occupational dose limit extension, or DLE, would allow NRC to double the annual occupational dose from 5 REMS to 10 REMS over a 5-year period. The suggested increase raises concerns about accurate exposure reporting and how those records would be handled over the 5-year period. NRC does not examine the estimated health issues that would result from the increased doses. In response, a new collective called the ProtectBetter.org campaign has formed to educate the public about NRC's ill-advised plans. 2 webinars will be held where you can learn more. On Wednesday, August 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time, the first webinar about In the Weeds will be held on Zoom. On Wednesday, August 26, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., the second webinar about an international perspective will be held on Zoom. Register at protectbetter.org to receive the Zoom links. As a bonus, also watch How to Submit Comment to the NRC, a 3-minute Zoom presentation about how to navigate the NRC comment process. Your participation in this process is important. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.